This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
You're with Dean Beck and James Findlay on Hide and Seek, live from Butt Naked.
Hide and Seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride, and enjoy the ride, and enjoy the ride, and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride.
Movie star, rock your body like a porn star. That's what you are. That's right. Show me.
You're with Dean Beck and James Findlay on Hide and Seek, live from Butt Naked.
You're back with Dean Beck and James Findlay here at Butt Naked. We're live from Circuit Bar in Fitzroy. Say hello to everyone at home, everybody.
Wow, the crowd's really picked up since 5 minutes ago, and I think I know why, Dean.
Why do you think that might be, James Findlay?
We have a porn star.
In expose after midnight here at Butt Naked, here at Circuit Bar, joining James Findlay and myself, Dean Beck, is Mr. Colin O'Neill, everybody. A round of applause. Colin O'Neill, welcome to Hide and Seek. Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
What an arousing entrance for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost got a hard on from that one.
Almost.
Now, Mister, you're here in Australia, here on holidays, and here promoting your collection of educational DVDs.
Yes.
Educational?
Educational.
I didn't realise you were doing tutorials now.
Yeah.
Let's start with your beginnings in porn. Where did that happen?
About 5 years ago, I had an ex-boyfriend of mine. Many of you may know who he is. His porn name is Arpad Miklos.
Oh my god, he's one of my favorites. He's stunning.
Right, yeah.
He has got the biggest cock and the biggest foreskin, and he's just gorgeous.
He's gorgeous, oh, yes.
He is gorgeous.
That is nice.
Oh, you didn't tell me that earlier.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that happened, and what did he do? Got you into porn?
Well, Arpad was not the... You know, I brought him over from Hungary to Miami, where I live.
So he's not great.
He's not what?
Greek?
No. He's right. Hungarian. And,
He lived in Hungary, then.
And gay. He's not one of the fake...
One of the Eastern Bloc gay for pays.
He's gay. And basically, he was uncomfortable living in Miami for a while and wasn't making money, and I was paying all the bills and supporting two people. I couldn't do it on my salary, and so then he's like, "Oh, let's go do a movie." 3 months later, and me bitching and complaining about it, I'm like, "No, can't do that." I decided to do it.
Wow.
Why not? So I started with Hot House, and then
they actually. Like, sort of got your face and your name out there, didn't they?
Yeah. They promoted me a lot.
Wow.
But then again, I didn't do a lot of porn.
No?
No, I wasn't one of those
people that... You kind of held back, didn't you?
Yeah, I couldn't. I had a full-time job. I lived in Miami. I didn't live in San Francisco. So anytime I had to go do something, I had to take a five-hour flight after work, come back, I don't know, it was not easy.
So San Francisco is like the main hub for gay porn?
Yes.
Right. I'm not surprised.
And Miami, isn't that the main hub for retirement?
Yeah, totally. What
the
hell
are you
doing
all that? Think that's I think about 20 miles north of Miami is the hub of retirement, but Miami in and of itself, no.
I see.
Especially Miami Beach.
So after Hot House, what?
Then I kind of went and I worked for Shishi LaRue once, and I became...
Hey, that must have been an experience and a half.
Yes.
Oh, Shishi LaRue.
I will not spoil the secret.
Yeah, Shishi LaRue. No. You know, Shishi LaRue sat in this very stage about 12 months ago.
Well, you can't say this anymore with Shishi because...
I know, she's like this.
She's like this now. And, no, we got along very well as, like, two friendly people. And there was a connection, a friendship, and... She's been my biggest advisor throughout starting my own business, but then I worked for Falcon and a few, and Titan even, but only like one, you know, one scene at each studio. And then one time, Francois Sagat was chatting with me on Messenger, and he's like, come do something for Raging Stallion, because he was under contract with Raging Stallion at the time. Now, if Francois Sagat asked any of you, come fuck me, I don't know what
you're saying.
Do you all
say?
Know who Francois Sagat is? Do you know the guy with the tattooed head?
Now, yeah,
there we go.
It is tattooed, isn't it? Oh, here we go. Francois Sagat appeared...
He's on my Lebanon, yeah.
...appeared in Colin O'Neill's World of Men, Lebanon.
Yeah.
How many worlds do you go to in your World of Men?
I have 12 now in my series.
12, right.
Yeah.
What's the most popular series? I mean,
what's the most popular country? Lebanon.
Right.
And then I wonder why Lebanon's popular.
Why is Lebanon popular?
Yeah, right.
And the thing is, I was
big
never...
Big dicks.
Yeah, right.
Go on. Yeah. Anyone here from Lebanon?
There are a lot of
Lebanese
here. Anyone
here from Lebanon?
Yeah.
Oh, oh yeah. Here.
Behind the counter.
Steven?
He doesn't want that. He wants the Lebanon movie. Yes, anything that I do in the Middle East, like Turkey, the one that I... put out recently. They're
that's
all
a big,
very popular.
That's gone off. That one. I've had people off. Asking me for that. It was like, turkey wash. Turkey gobble gobble.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a bit of gobble gobble happening on the back cover, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Bit of choking, too. Actually.
We're talking to Colin O'Neill here on Hide and Seek. This is Hide and Seek live from Butt Naked. Colin, we've asked the patrons here today at Butt Naked to send in some of their, or to ask you a question. Colin, let's start with this one. What is your favourite position? That's from Srini. And Srini, number 13. You'll know who you are. Come and see us here at the front and we will give you a special something. What is your favourite position?
Are you top or bottom or versatile? Let's start there.
I'm versatile, but I would say 100% of my DVDs, I'm a top.
Right.
And you can only find me bottoming on my website. So ooh, I kept that. My
see, that's the exclusive bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you that's wanna, the bit you yeah. hold back. Yeah. That's called business marketing. Yeah. That's very smart. Right.
You okay. want to see my lily white butt get pounded? Well.
Check worldofmen.com.
So my favorite position a top is when I have a guy's nice big butt in front of me when he's on his knees. So.
Yep, and he's just pounding the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an affirmative like that. From someone. Yeah, thank you very much. Now, Colin, Jason asks us, Jason11 asks us, do you do your own groan?
Yeah, do you do your own groaning?
Or do you overdub?
Yeah, do you get dubbed sometimes?
No. Oh, my God. I run such an amateur company. Right. There's no dubbing.
Any groaning is real groaning.
Yeah, anything that's there is for real.
It can use to ask what your groan is. Can you give us one?
Me?
Well, it's real.
It's usually the bottom that's groaning, and the top is saying,
he's panting.
Yeah,
grunting,
take
maybe.
It. Yeah, like, fuck, this is hot. Yeah, I don't...
We're talking to Colin O'Neill here at Butt Naked, live from Circuit Bar in Fitzroy. You're listening to Dean Beck and James Finlay. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Hide and Seek, live from Butt Naked, with Dean Beck and James Finlay. On Joy 94.9.
You're back with Dean Beck and James Finlay here live from Butt Naked at Circuit Bar. That was Anaya Day that we just heard. James Finlay, Anaya Day performed last night for you at Midsummer.
Just for me personally.
No, you asked her and she said yes. It's as simple as that, love.
No, she did an awesome set last night at T-Dance. So I don't know how many people were there from here, but...
Was anyone at T-Dance last night?
There's a few people putting their hands up. Yeah, no, awesome night. And it was her birthday yesterday.
It was her birthday and... one of her very dear friends is our special guest, Colin O'Neill.
Who knew?
Who knew? You knew what I did. You went out partying for her birthday last night.
Yes. A lot of people don't know. I mean, my connection is I'm very connected to Black Hollywood.
Right.
This is something that people don't know.
How do you do that, Colin?
Well, being a guy from Miami, of course, it's a natural fit, isn't it?
I don't. Well, one of my friends in LA that I've known forever. I know, right? Actually, is a stylist to the stars, and he said, "Oh, you know, like, who would you like to meet?" And one of his clients happened to be Tashina Arnold, who you guys maybe don't know her down here, but she plays on Everybody Hates Chris, and she played on Martin Lawrence's show about 10 years ago called Martin.
Right.
And she's a very famous comedian. I got introduced to her, and then she introduced me to Anaya, and I and I hit it off, and everybody...
You've been horny ever since.
Will Smith to Vanessa Williams.
Wow, go for it. So you gave him...
So nobody... And they all know who I am in my other persona. They know me as my private persona, and they know me as my public Colin O'Neill.
So your stylist friend asked you who you'd wanted to meet. You made a list of like 10 people. He said, no. By the time you got to the end of the list, you're like, finally.
I was specific. I knew. I was like, Tashina Arnold, that's the one. I had very fond memories as a kid watching her fight with Martin Lawrence. His show in America was one of the first of a black male dressing up in drag. Mm-hmm. And so his alter ego, he played Shanene on his show.
Shanene.
It was a black woman that lived across the hallway from him called Shanene, and Shanene would get in these arguments with Pam, who Tashina Arnold played, and it was hilarious.
Oh, you're boring me. Colin O'Neill.
I know, they want to hear my porn stories.
Colin O'Neill. Paul here. Paul,
I love the gay stories. Paul, it's fine, right?
Paul 24 has asked... from our Ask the Porn Star question for Colin O'Neill. And you've got to remember, one of these is the best question, all right? Paul asks, what's the biggest dick you've ever seen, personally? But Paul 24, if you are here, come and see our good man Dave on the side and he'll have something for you.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, he's got a nice lunch too. Here, you can have a bonus. There you go.
Just recently.
Oh. Recently? In Australia?
No, it was in Miami.
Okay.
This kid, I don't know, y'all iPhoners.
Oh, yeah.
Use Grindr.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
James Finlay told me all about that.
And so I was on Grindr one day, and there was this kid, and then I'm like, you want to do porn? I look at it. Here he is, like, on his Grindr now.
Don't encourage him.
Yeah, don't.
Go
on. Whoop you a good one.
You've grinded your own biggest dick. So you grinded the biggest cock you could imagine.
I didn't know. He showed me photos of it, and I'm like, holy shit.
500 meters up the road.
So I'm like, kid, come over. And he's this little tiny Cuban kid.
Yeah.
And he's cute. No, he has a great little manly face. Tall, slender. And then it was like... And I was like, no way. And then usually when they're like that big,
yeah.
When they're like 12 inches, they usually just hang there. No, this kid went up like that. It was scary.
Holy
I was hell. Like, and it went up perfectly like that. I was like, and it was fat, and it was long, and it was uncut, and it was like...
So is that one for the video or one for the web?
It's for the web.
Uh-huh.
And let's just say that is too much for me. So the kid got fucked by me.
Wow.
Which is kind of hot when, you know, you have this kid with a really
massive
big dick and it's flopping around.
Yeah.
You know, James wouldn't even know what you're talking about.
Shut up. Happens to me all the time, Dean, you big bitch.
Oh, it's like two cows in a paddock. I'm sure we're going to call this show Two Cows in a Paddock one day. Greg 8 says, no, I'm not going to read that out, Greg, because...
I gave you the good question.
I know, I've mixed
what
them all
was
up.
The bad question?
Will you fuck me?
Yeah, that's not about me. We already know the question.
What was your first fetish? And Jeff 1 asks, what was your first fetish?
Uncut cock.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, because most Americans are
that
cut.
Was my... First and ongoing, but yeah.
So when I moved to Miami,
they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere down there.
Well, you see, I discovered that anyone younger than me, they're everywhere too.
pretty much.
Australia's hit and miss. I was just talking to my friend Chris.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
But in America, I think it's like 24 and younger, they're all uncut. They put out like this announcement. Yeah. Don't do that to your kids.
I think they banned it.
Yeah.
Unless you've got a rabbi standing next to you.
Exactly. Yeah, a rabbi goes...
Now, there's a few... we've had a couple of questions here that have come in about staying hard in porn. So, you know...
You really want to know?
There is something, isn't there? There's like a lot of editing, right?
It's called a blue pill, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little blue pill.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not brain surgery, even
So these questions, you know.
Well, not always.
That's
stupid question.
It's a good question because I would say about 50% of the scenes that I do film, the guys never even want it.
They don't want it.
Yeah.
They don't
ask for it. I say, do you need a Viagra or half a Viagra, whatever it is? And they're like, no.
Well, I tell you what, if you were surrounded by the men that are featured in some of these movies, I don't think you'd need a blue pill, quite frankly.
Turkey has the least amount of blue pills distributed.
I can tell that just by looking at the cover. We're with Colin O'Neill here at Butt Naked at Circuit Bar. Colin, can you tell me some of the adventures you've had traveling the world? Your DVDs are titled to a city or a country.
Yeah.
You must have had some amazing times.
The stories? Yes. I mean, like, post-edit stories are fabulous. Now, when you're there and something happens, it's like you want to shit your pants. It's like in Lebanon, we were caught by the secret, first by the police, then the Secret Service came. And then, let's relate it back to the blue pill. Secret Service found the blue pill in my bag. They were like, what is this, Viagra? That's how I bribed off the Lebanese Secret Service.
You gave them Viagra. Did you film that as well?
I love that.
Well, first of all, we weren't filming. We were filming what we call B-roll. You know, it's non-sexual parts.
The
fill-in stuff where the guys meet.
The first 10 minutes.
Yeah, and we were at a historical monument in Lebanon. Yeah, not the first 10 minutes.
James Finlay, you're a classic. Go on.
And so we're in a very, very historical area, and the guards kind of got nervous or like wondering what these really hot guys are all roaming around without their shirts on and shit. And, you know, I have balls of steel, I guess. And I was like, oh, yeah, take the camera out. And next thing you know, it's like guards called the local police called the Secret Service. Secret Service came over. And I'm like, holy shit. And then I do this. Ooh. And then all I have to do is flash my tattoo to the Secret Service.
What does this say? What does this say?
I've asked you already what that is, and you wouldn't tell me.
Well, I wouldn't tell you on the radio show the other day.
Oh, okay.
But amongst you all.
Amongst us?
Yeah.
Friends.
What is it?
Amongst friends. In Arabic, it's al-muqawama, which means resistance. So the thing
that's
in Lebanon...
It's literal translation.
Well, its literal translation is resistance. And of course, us gays, you know, it's like we resist something in our life. Always.
Vagina.
I guess that's one of them. Yeah. But, you know, whether it relates to your political views, your social
abstinence.
Views...
That's another thing we resist. Abstinence.
We try our best. So, yeah, but in Lebanon, it can mean something very strong and political. And I'm like, not always, that's not what it means. But, you know, if I get in a dangerous situation and I'm in a, you know, Arab country, I just go like this. And they're like, oh.
One more question before we go to a break. Kevin says, what is the one thing that you haven't done yet that you would want to do on a film? Kevin 15, if you are here, come and see David for your pride. What is the one thing that you haven't done that you'd like to do on a film?
I think I've almost done everything.
Oh, come on.
Oh, what a lot of
things. I mean, come on. I mean, the thing is, my second movie I released.
You haven't?
Which is Lebanon.
Come on, say it, Dean. Come on, say it. Say it, say it, say it.
I was going to say you haven't fucked James on a film yet, but I probably shouldn't say that on live radio here on Joy 94.9.
There are... I don't... That's a hard question. That's a really
tough
question.
Has someone shat on you?
No.
There we go.
But it's nothing I'd want to film either. It's...
On
he's
that
asking
note,
what I would like to film.
You never know.
On that note, you're listening to Colin O'Neill and some dickhead and Dean Beck live from Butt Naked here at Circuit Bar. You're on Joy 94.9.
This is Hide and Seek with Dean Beck and James Findlay on Joy 94.9.
You're back with Dean Beck and James Findlay here at Circa Bar, live with porn megastar Mr. Colin O'Neill.
Well, we've got some fantastic questions.
We do
here.
Have some great questions. One of you has given us a question, please make sure you see David to the side of the stage and he will give you a fantastic prize.
Yeah, thank you for joining us tonight, Colin O'Neill. We do have a couple more questions and people can write them down on the pad on the table in the middle here and put them in the box. But one question from Evan, 24. Do you ever get bored mid-fuck?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Amazing question.
Evan 24, well Evan. Done. Come and see David for your prize. But halfway through it,
yeah.
Do you ever like, you're just over it?
Not since I've done my own company. I think only...
You mean not since you're paying them? Is that what you're saying?
Only one time has it happened.
And? What did you do? What and did you get through it?
Dig through my mind, eat more of the blue pill.
Dig through that guy's ass by the sound of it.
Meditate and away you go.
No. All right, Paul asks, how long does it take for you to learn your lines? I'd imagine not that much.
That's a
fantastic Nobody watches
question.
My porn, do they? Lines? What are they?
There's a big dildo wedding for
gentlemen,
Paul.
Don't forget you can collect your prize here by seeing Dave here to the side of the stage. Come and say hello to Dave and we will make sure that you get a little something. Now, Colin, you are renowned for shooting on location. Was that really that funny? In doing so, what is the most unusual location that you found yourself in and thought, oh my god, that's where I'm going to shoot porn? Guys, get your gear off.
Well, I actually saw
the scene. Actually, guys, get your gear off.
Sorry.
I saw the scene, a clip of it on the screen here.
Of the old movie? What?
Yeah. And it's not playing now, but I saw it twice already. And it's when I filmed Francois Sagat in the bombed out building. Now, in Beirut.
Beirut?
Yes. Right. In Beirut, they have bombed out buildings all over the place. Of course, in the center of the city, it's highly
And we
popular.
Mean that in a nice way.
Well, yeah, they went through a horrible civil war. So the whole country has been, like, destroyed. And then you have some landowners that just didn't come back. And so on the way out of Beirut, I saw a bombed out building. And it seemed like it was isolated and nobody was ever there. So I went, investigated a few times. I said, hey, let's do it. And that was my ultimate. I'm like, I filmed in a bombed out building in Beirut.
That's pretty horny.
That's pretty hot, I reckon.
And not only that, it's like we saw old condoms and stuff. So you...
Oh, you weren't the first there.
I was not the first there.
I love that.
Now, what do you do? Is like just go up to the council and say, look, I want to shoot.
Oh, yes. I go
in...
to the Lebanese government and I ask their explicit permission
to
film not only porn, but gay porn. Yes.
And they say, they're good like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right off the permit.
Very friendly. Yes. What have we got here?
James. I thought only Tom Jones had people throw underwear at them. You have people throwing underwear at you.
Yes, and it's my boss.
James Findlay here with you live, and I'm soon to be dead, on Hide and Seek at Butt Naked. Now, we've got another question here from Robert. Robert, number 17. Robert 17, how would you most like to find...
We've already asked.
Oh,
we've already
done that.
Answered
well,
that. And Jamie wants you to do a spread eagle, but that's... Unless he's going to pay
that's
for
redundant.
It.
That's redundant.
That's not going to happen.
All right, next.
These are the ones I said were no good. What are you doing tonight? Oh. That's his doing
okay.
Us.
Where would you like, Colin, where would you like to film? You've travelled to some really kind of unusual places to be doing porn. I mean, they're not... You've done your...
Serbia.
Your
mate, whoever knows where the fuck Serbia is? It's like...
No, it's somewhere in the Middle East,
know.
Isn't it?
Chernobyl.
It's all just one clump.
Film
am I allowed to say that?
Film in Chernobyl. Yeah. You never know. Well, I mean, my ultimate one is to film in Israel juxtaposed to my Lebanon.
Right.
You know.
You being twisted on that.
Are we talking about a spit roast here between Lebanon and Israel?
And then put some Israelis with the Lebanese, because there's a big secret in the Middle East, and Lebanese that want to meet Israelis actually go to Cyprus and meet each other.
Really? So it's like this secret gay underground.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, because, you know, they fight back and forth, their governments fight back and forth.
So,
but the gays are gays. They don't... Well,
they don't care. They just want to get their...
Yeah, gays can be evil. Well, I learned that.
That Israel-Palestine thing? Yeah. John Saffron, an Australian guy's already done it. Forget it. It's redundant.
Israel?
No.
The person that did Israel... Israelis, 100% of them are cut.
Well, yeah.
Somebody filmed a movie in Israel. I'm not going to mention the name. Needless to say... All of the Israelis were uncut.
Oh, so
get out! Blasphemy. How does that work?
They're not true Jews.
Yes. So they were Israelis.
Wash your mouth out.
I'll have the nuns on me in no time.
Yeah, exactly. Or they're rabbis.
Either way, it's no good.
Con, what is next for you? What are you going to do?
Hang on,
I've got a prediction. I have a prediction. I've seen something. It's coming to me in about 6 months' time. There'll be Colin O'Neill's World of Men, Australia.
Yeah,
6 months, honey. Bank on a month.
Shit. Well, call me psychic, call me quick, kooky, call me a little queer.
Well, that's what Rodney has asked. He can come up and get a prize.
Rodney, come and see us.
What nationality is next? Is it Australia?
My next movie may be from Down Under.
Right, right. And after that?
After that, I'm not planning... Well, I have two options. One is Italy, but the Italians are kind of funky. Right. When it comes to porn and sex.
Hang on,
and
the US word for the meaning for funky is a bit different too.
Oh, now. You may have a different... Yeah, definitely.
Because our funky is kind of groovy.
No, funky in Americans is like...
Not
weird.
Off.
Off, yeah. Oh. We're a bit off. So my idea, and it's an idea that I've had for a while, is Arabs in Paris. Because you have a lot of Arabs.
What?
Like Tunisians and Moroccans and... Lebanese and Libyans and so Arabs in Paris.
Arabs in Paris. Stand by. It's coming to a theater near you. Hey, you come and see me in about 3 minutes' time. You're on Hide and Seek. We're broadcasting to you live from Circuit Bar.
Lining up your pickups.
I love it.
Song?
We're talking to Jesus. Colin O'Neill,
dirty
superstar
bird.
Here
you
on
Dirty Hide and Seek.
We'll be back with you in just a moment. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek. Live from Butt Naked. With Dean Beck and James Findlay.
On Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Hide and Seek live from Butt Naked at Circuit Bar. Don't you go anywhere, mister. I want to talk to you.
I'm sure that's not the only thing.
Congratulations to David from Richmond. Who's also a medium. That's two mediums we have to take back to the station with us, James Finlay.
Hopefully they're a large in the pants.
He is the winner of our prize pack thanks to 11inches.com.au and worldofmen.com. Mr. Colin O'Neill here for a few more moments on Joy 94.9. In fact, only a few more moments here on Joy 94.9. We are rapidly running out of time.
But you're in Australia for a little bit of time. Where are you travelling around? Are you going to Sydney, maybe for Mardi Gras?
I just flew in from Perth on Sunday. I was over in Perth.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And now Perth is a very pretty city.
No,
I know that
apologize.
You all make fun of them. And then the people in Perth, I'm like, who are you making fun of? Of course I don't say that, you know, people in Melbourne are making fun of the people in Perth.
Yeah, yeah.
I did my own little tricky way, and the people in Perth make fun of the people in Cairns.
Oh, that's fair enough.
They call it the Deep North.
The Deep North.
Compared to our Deep South.
Do you know what? We call it the Wild West.
Who knew?
Who knew?
I didn't know. I just thought...
Now, Colin, I know a little something about you that I want you to share with our audience, both at home and here at Butt Naked.
Be careful.
It's just too gorgeous to let go. Oh. And it's a brief story about what your father thought you did for a living. Sorry, don't choke.
I know you love this story.
I love this story.
I caught you off guard the other day. I saw it in your face.
It was out of this world. Tune in to Allegra and Entropo one day soon, and you might hear it.
Yeah, you might hear the story. So, my father, because, you know, I wasn't always involved in porn, and I lived in Lebanon.
Really? You weren't always involved in porn, you know?
Oh, no, yeah, from the time I was a baby. No. I fought it all the way. I have degrees in Middle Eastern Affairs and Masters in Public Administration. So I was doing something a little different. And basically what happened is my father thought I was a CIA agent. And then further...
CIA agent, you with it?
How would we connect that, just quickly?
Only because I would never tell him what I really did.
Right, okay.
And then, like, anytime he'd ask me my business, I'd be, and then, you know.
Okay.
So the whole time he thought I worked for the State Department or the CIA. And even worse, he thought, because I was in Lebanon constantly, that I worked for Hezbollah.
Ooh. A double agent, love.
Yeah, I thought I was like a double agent.
Well, I suppose you were double.
Finally, I just had to put his mind to rest and just say, one day in the car, I'm like, listen, you guys, him and my stepmom, and I'm like, I don't work for the CIA. I don't work for Hezbollah. I run a porn company.
Boom.
Did you say it?
And, okay, they're Hicks. Like, if you think people up in cans are bad,
don't say that about
my father, Bush could kill babies as a policy. Ex-President Bush, and he would still elect them.
It's all right, Bush could do nothing. We'll edit that when we go to air. It's okay. Fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, what, you can't say that? Come on.
You can say that.
I can rag on my own people.
We can't defame people.
Oh, no. It's not if it's true.
We can sue people in this country.
I said if Bush made a policy.
Yeah. We don't have a freedom of speech policy here in Australia. Colin O'Neill, I want to thank you very much for joining us here on Hide and Seek. You have chosen your winner of the best question.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
The winner of the best question is Evan, 24.
Evan, are you still here, Evan? Hands up, quickly.
Evan calling. Evan, who asked?
Evan, are you in the room?
Do you ever get bored mid?
Oh, Evan, come forward, please.
He's the winner. Come on, Evan.
Where
come on
is
up.
Evan?
Now, Evan. Evan, if you're not careful, you might be in Colin O'Neill's next feature film. Evan, all of
he's
nine...
He's already naked.
All of 9 inches of Evan will win three, none other than three signed copies of Colin O'Neill's films and get to meet him after the show. Colin O'Neill, thank you very much for joining us here on Hide and Seek.
And thank you, Dean.
And James.
And James. I can't forget James. It's like I've been talking to Dean all week long. James pops in and I'm
like furniture. Oh, yeah. You know, putting together one of these nights, an outside broadcast, is no mean feat. It is a lot of work by a lot of people, and we have a lot of thank yous. Firstly, we would like to thank the broadcast sponsors, 11inches.com.au.
Amazing.
And we'd also like to thank Joy sponsors.
Circuit Bar.
And Chris, Stephen, Dale, and all of the staff here for being very, very welcoming. And thank you very much for your support. All of our toys and prizes have been supplied by Intimate Toy Times. Thank you very much to them this evening. The technical production on the Joy side of things has been done by David Moyle, Michael Bayless and Nick Bassett. Gentlemen, I thank you very much personally.
Yeah, thank you.
We also wish to thank...
Program support in the studio, Robert, thank you very much.
Robert, thank you very much. And Conrad, David and Jason in sales and production. Oh, yes, we want to thank our guests this evening. Rue from 11inches.com.au. Thank you very much to Greg Iverson for telling us what it's like to strip off and get naked. Thank you very, very much to Anthony DeFina. He is a superstar in the making, and he is also here every Friday night at Circuit Bar. I would like to thank James Finlay.
Oh, Dean, what did you thank me for? I didn't do anything.
Yeah, well, you know.
Thank you, Dean.
I'd like to thank you for turning up, love. Because you've been through hell.
It's been a big week.
You have been through hell. and Chris Driscoll from Circuit Bar, I love you and thank you very much. This is Dean Beck saying thank you very much for listening, and we'll catch you next week. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hide and seek.
Sponsored by Circuit Bar. Circuit.com.au.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.